from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Specs in Dallas, 9500 North Central Expressway. They have opened the doors. We are open for business. If you're curious, yes, it used to be a Toys R Us a long time ago, but we are here at Specs. And Mike, I know there are, we're going to talk about Zeke in just a second. By the way, let me throw this question out and then I'll pivot to you real quick. We get info from a lot of people, or we get feedback from a lot of people that they still believe in Zeke. If that's the case, I want to know why, and do you think he gets too much unfair hate? Now, while folks answer that question, Twitch, YouTube, 877-881-1053 in the Frankel and Frankel text line, there's so many choices here from an alcohol perspective.
Yes.
But tell everybody what has now captured your imagination at the Specs.
Specs has a deli. They have like a whole restaurant here.
Yeah, come have lunch today, man.
They have hot sandwiches. They have comfort foods. They have cool sandwiches.
I'm getting
a buffalo. They have burgers. They have mini corn dogs, like this and that. They have chili cheese fries. I had no clue Specs had a whole somewhat restaurant to it.
Yeah, and then in addition to that, well, you know, you're hosting a party, Mike. You're going to have a party, and you want to have a cheese board or something like that. You want to have some salami, some hard salami or something. They got all that taken care of. Gigantic bottles of Cholula, whatever you're looking for, man. You got your whole party
board
right here. Yeah, a charcuterie board, like you said, Kevin. You've always known how to say that word.
That's true.
And so they got everything here. But, yeah, the sandwich place inside, that's why I said on the ad, I was like, get here and have a sandwich today.
Have lunch here with us.
Lunch here and get you some bottles.
Yeah. And by the way, you commanded the start of this show amazingly. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Oh, thank you.
The command you came with, you made sure we weren't interrupting. I can tell. You're like, I got to keep talking fast.
Thank you very much.
There's no one.
These guys
you
will
can see why that would be necessary,
these guys
right?
will interrupt me, and then we'll go off the rails, and it'll just be wild, and we won't be able to get back on the rails. Yeah. It'll be weird.
You ready for the Zeke freak conversation?
I'm ready for it, and I want to start with this text that we got from the 972. And this was yesterday, and this is what kind of spawned this conversation. What stats would Zeke need to reach for y'all to eat your receipts?
Okay.
And then they added on, using Zeke's stats in New England is a bad take, and which is a fascinating thing to write to me. And then even Pollard with the same Cowboys line wasn't the answer everybody was looking for. Feed Zeke. And then we get this from the and then we get this from the 817. Zeke is so back. Top five in rushing yards this year. The hate train at the Fan is crazy. And then
this is from all different numbers.
Yes, these are all different numbers.
Okay.
From the 682, Zeke is going to average 87 yards a game this year. Sean, just accept it, hater.
Sean.
So
because of crosstalk.
Yeah. Okay. So what you see there is not only the people that believe in Zeke, and that's fine. I just want to know more about like what got you there, but also people are saying, using the word hater pretty liberally, I think, when we were just like, hey, he's the Zeke and the Cowboys running back room is last on Pro Football Focus, last on ESPN. We didn't make those lists. We're just telling you they exist out in the world. Do you think Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys running back room have gotten undue hate? And then I want to start with that with y'all. And then for the people listening, do you believe in Zeke? If so, why?
Well, I think they're believing in Zeke because it's, I know this is baseball, hope springs eternal. It's the hope that we do have the best team in the NFL, the best running game. There's history, obviously, with Tony Dorsett and Emmett Smith. And you have great years from DeMarco Murray and Marion Barber. This is a great history of running backs, too, that were outstanding.
Yes.
Top 10 in the history of the sport. And then you have all these other guys that would have great seasons, Ezekiel Elliott being one of them, or a time in place in their career where they were arguably the best, like DeMarco Murray, Ezekiel Elliott, Marion Barber, maybe not the best, but definitely a top five running back for a small amount of time in recent Cowboys history. So I just think that it's the hope of a new season. There's no reality. Like, I'll give an example in the sport that I cover the most. If for some reason the Texas Rangers picked up in the offseason Rizzo, reality is Rizzo's done.
Yeah.
His career's up. Was he great? Did he win
a
championship?
Name,
And is he a big name? He'll get some Hall of Fame votes. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame, but he'll get some Hall of Fame votes. That sounds very Ezekiel Elliott-like to me. So if I came out and said, man, the Rangers got Rizzo at first base, that's 30 home runs, that's 100 RBIs, that's a close to a 400 on base percentage. Like, what year are you living in? And I'd be like, I'm living in 2018. And I feel like that's the year these people are living in, but it's fine. It's just the hope of a new season that everything's going to be perfect.
12 running backs had 1,000 yards last year, Kevin.
Okay.
Tony Pollard was one of them.
Yes.
And Ezekiel Elliott isn't in the top 20. He was 26th in rushing yards last year. The elite of the elite running backs, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Kyrion Williams, those guys – or Kyron Williams.
Yeah, he is really good.
Those guys are at over 1,100 yards. Those guys are going to – I mean, McCaffrey had 1,459 yards last year, in addition to 14 touchdowns. Zeke, at one time, was that guy.
Yeah.
He was the guy that – I mean, and yes, they had the best offensive line. They had all the things. He had a burst. He could get through the line. He was fast once he got past it. And all those things existed at that time. Right now – because of the toll that his body took, not only in college, but also in the his first few years with the Cowboys.
When he was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was amazing. And you know what? I'd love to see. I think he can do that in a game.
Yeah.
I think he can have an opponent that is the right matchup for him, that in a game, he can be that beast that you're like, man, he just ran for 150 yards and a couple touchdowns today. I think he can do that. He hasn't run for 100 yards in almost 2.5 seasons. So that's one of the factors. Now, the hate part of it, I do think there's an unreasonable amount of hate that's aimed at him, because the dude really does, he's a relatively good teammate. He and Dak get along really well, and he works pretty hard whenever we see him out there, and he's a good motivator. He knows what football's about. So I like a lot of the intangible qualities about having him as a teammate, but having him as a lead back is whenever I think everybody's like, well, hold on. Now, is he being paid like the lead back anymore?
That's a complicated question, because I would argue
still adding
just
that money
to ate
it?
All of the dead money.
But that's where I kind of come to the like, hey man, he's not a lead back anymore, but he is a good contributor to this team. But the team does need a different type of running back that can be a feature for them.
So, okay, a couple questions about that. Then do you think it's the team's fault more than anything? Because you said he's not a lead back, but make no mistake, he is the lead back.
He is on this team.
For this team.
Yeah.
But you're right. And then also, you talked about how all of his intangibles, and he gets hate. Do you feel like any of the hate directed at Zeke has been personal, as opposed to, I don't think he has it anymore?
From us?
From us.
No.
Okay.
No, I think it's more of a judgment of there are better options at the position.
Yes.
There are better opportunities out there, and you want more for your team than that.
I can say that I have taken personal shots at him, but I think they're somewhat fair.
Okay.
And sometimes I do it, and it is unfair.
I've been guilty of that as
well. I can be a hypocrite and say things like that. But the reason that Ezekiel Elliott's career is where it is and where it's been is because he's a party animal. He did not take care of his body. He lived a lifestyle that shortens your career and shortens your life. I don't know if he's still leading that life exactly that way. It would be hard to believe that he could go that hard at his age and still play in the NFL. But the reason that he hasn't had a Travis Henry-like career is because Derrick Henry. Did I say Travis Henry again? Son of a gun, I always do that.
Yeah, he would say he's actually kind of had a Travis Henry-like career.
Yeah. Is that he has done things to his body that crush your career. And it's crushed his career. And I don't know if he still parties that hard.
Yeah.
But I mean, without going into detail, from what we hear, party animal extreme early in his career, and he could get away with it, whether it was at Ohio State or whether it was his first 3 or 4 years in the NFL here in the with the Cowboys. So is that that's a personal shot. That's not just saying, hey, the way he runs, but the way that his career deteriorated is because of what he was doing off the field.
Now, I'm fascinated by opinions like this from the 619. I don't believe in Zeke, but I'm not sure if he's the worst in the NFL. And that's totally fair, and I think that's a interesting conversation. I feel like we reported on, hey, ESPN says this, Pro Football Focus says this. Like, outside sources that, you know, I know some people are split on Pro Football Focus, but are generally accepted in terms of some of this information. And that's why I don't think it's hate either. But I appreciate this one, too, from the 214. His pass blocking is going to be the best impact. And then switching numbers, it's like Kobe from switching from 8 to 24, new era. Well, I hope that happens. But it's kind of like what you were saying with the intangibles. I agree that the pass blocking can be a positive. But when that's the number one attribute of your lead running back, that's not good. And that's on the Cowboys. That's not Zeke's fault for like, hey, would you like to come back to the Cowboys? That's the Cowboys' fault for not like thinking through their personnel in this position in a better way.
Yeah, is he a weapon? And that's what you're on offense. You got to make sure you have all your weapons in place. And I just don't feel like – I feel like his weapon is kind of like a like, – it's a low, blunt, you know – something you picked up off a desk or something.
Here's
you know?
The question. From 2016 to 2019, I'll give it. Maybe even 2020. 20 came a weird year because of the cramp that Dak had. Is teams would probably have him number one on the list of what do we have to stop to beat the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. And offensively is like, if you slow down Zeke and you make Dak the focus of having to pass the ball – we have a great chance to beat him. That changed in about 2021, I would say. One, Zeke got worse. Two, Dak got better throughout the years, not just randomly got better in 2021. I asked this question to people that think Zeke is a real deal. Do you think the Cleveland Browns, do you play the Saints week two?
I believe so.
I think. I'm not 100%. Do you think the first 2 weeks, do you think the Cleveland Browns have Zeke on the board of stop Zeke first?
No. Or if
Zeke gets a hole, we're in trouble. He's about to run for 20 to 30 yards.
Stop CeeDee Lamb. Make Dak uncomfortable in the pocket and stop CeeDee Lamb as the main focus.
Let's not be stupid here. Leody Taveras can have a good game. I'm now not elevating Leody Taveras on my board if I'm Cleveland going, hey, man, you got to watch out for Leody. He hit a home run yesterday. No, like that was somewhat lucky.
Now, sorry, Mike. From the 602, Zeke will average about 65 to 80 yards per game. If you think about that, that translates to between 1,100 and 1,360 yards rushing this season. So I'm going to go back to the very text that started it. What stats would Zeke need for y'all to eat your receipts?
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Okay.
Just real quick. When do you think the last time was that he averaged 60 yards per game?
Fourth year.
I'll go 2020. 19.
2020, he averaged 65 yards per game. Since then, it's been no higher than 58.
That's when it changed.
So,
without even looking up the numbers, I knew. That's when the scouting report changed on him.
So I just wanted to add that if you're going to be in the 65 to 80, then something's got to be different. Maybe it's the offensive line in front of him. Maybe he found the fountain of youth.
And that's why I'm going to throw out, he needs to get 1,000 yards rushing this year, with at least a per carry average of 4.0. And if you think that is not reasonable, I also don't think it's achievable for Zeke, but I think it is reasonable for your lead back. And that's where my issue is. The Cowboys did a fundamentally poor job of addressing this position. And maybe they'll still address it. Obviously, they've been addressing defensive line.
Yeah, they've been addressing all this other stuff.
Yeah,
so.
All training camp. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We are live at Specs off of North Central Expressway. If you want to come see us in Dallas, 9500 North Central Expressway. Coming up next, are these two players the true X-Factors for the Cowboys this season? Plus, could that whiskey tasting be imminent? Mm. We'll discuss next right here.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Specs 9500 North Central Expressway. There have already been a lot of people who have stopped by, including somebody who is working on a book that they're hoping to finish off in the next year or so.
Matthew, was that his name?
I wouldn't have thought.
Was he the guy that was just standing right here and said that if he takes a bottle, you might kick his window out?
Yeah, he wanted to know. He goes, if I take a window, will you go Blockbuster on me? And to which Mike goes, well, you won't get fired by Specs.
Uh-huh.
Which is
that is true.
That is true. Yeah. I feel like I'll get fired by the Fan, though. So
I don't know.
I don't necessarily want that.
Maybe that'll be
happen.
Like one of those things. They'll be like, "Hey, he's edgy,
you
man."
You never know until you try.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Well,
do you think you can do it?
Yeah.
You think you can kick somebody's window out? Yeah.
I don't think you can.
I don't know how to prove that though, because then the only way is to do it.
Well, how old were you when you did that?
20.
And you're still that flexible.
21.
You're still that flexible.
I'm still
right
that
now.
Flexible, and I was big then too.
Not okay. That strong.
All right, you used to be able to put your foot up to your mouth. Can you
still
do that?
Mouth.
Corey,
we have other stuff we need to get to.
Do you have window
100%
insurance?
I can do that.
I don't have window
is
insurance.
Is that a thing specifically for your car? I don't have car
we'll
insurance.
Have to talk to sales about that.
I have window insurance. All right, we'll see if we can get that going. All right, let's stick with Cowboys here, if y'all don't mind. I wanted to go back to a conversation that we touched on yesterday. We were talking about various X factors for the Dallas Cowboys this season. And there was one name that I saw a little bit, but I was surprised it didn't pop up more and more. And that name is Tyler Guyton. And that is also who Bleacher Report thinks is the X factor for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I know we all might have had to hold our breath a little bit yesterday when Guyton left practice with some knee soreness, mm-hmm. but y'all gave a lot of good answers. And the folks involved in the conversation gave a lot of good answers. I really do wonder if it's going to be Tyler Guyton, just because he is a rookie, you know, so that feels like a, it's going to be tough, but our expectations are so high. He's playing at a premium position. He's replacing somebody who had a hell of a year last year and a hell of a career so far. It feels like he is a very intricate part to this.
Oh, absolutely, man. In protecting Dak Prescott and also getting the push up the field that they want whenever they run to the outside. I think, Kevin, whoever plays the center position, though, is even more of an X factor than Tyler Guyton for me.
All right.
For two reasons.
Glad you said that.
One is to get to that second level up the middle between the tackles, get those linebackers off of you. That's the thing that I'm just like, man, we missed that last year. You were missing it not from Tyler Smith, not from Zach Martin, but you were missing it from your center. And Tyler Biotis, I mean, I thought he was good. I just thought that there was something missing strength-wise, footwork-wise, and he was improving. But I think you're better at the position right now than you were last year. And I think that's the difference between, Kevin, a 3-5-yard run and a 10, 20, 15, or 50-yard run that could be a big explosive play. Because if you can take one of those linebackers out and your running back can shake one of those secondary players, it's a big play. So that's where I look a little more. Guyton, you're going to have rookie things that you deal with,
yes,
for sure, and
agreed,
even at the center position. But also at that center position, that's where Dak experiences the most pressure, is right there in his face. It's the fastest way to get to the quarterback, honestly. So if you can keep that pocket controlled in front of Dak, you're better off.
Well, we're going to find out a lot quickly on Tyler Guyton. It's not fair or right, but he gets to go against Myles Garrett, the best, arguably,
yes,
defensive player in the
NFL.
And
that whole defensive line is good.
Yeah, and so that's just the tough part is I could see where he struggles in the first game. And then people are going to go, he's not ready, this and that. Well, who is ready to go against Myles,
yeah,
Garrett in your first ever NFL game? Because I'm sorry, I don't remember the draft well. There were 3 tackles taken in front of him. He,
yeah,
might have been the 4th tackle in the draft, and I'm not saying that means he's going to be the 4th tackle in the NFL, you know, rookie-wise. He might be the best. The Cowboys are unbelievable at this. They are the best in all the NFL. Nobody is better at drafting offensive linemen than the Dallas Cowboys. They can really, like, stamp themselves,
yeah,
in saying, we are the best at drafting and developing offensive linemen. But man, that first game is going to be tough.
So here's something that's encouraging to that point. And, Corey, man, I'm really glad that you brought up the center
you
as
don't
well.
Don't forget you also have the Saints, then the Ravens, like all defensive
so
lines
you have
that,
some
are very difficult
that are going
to
be coming
with
at you.
Yeah.
All right, fair to say we all have a lot of faith and belief in what Zach Martin says and does.
Yeah.
Is that a fair assumption?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So he was talking specifically about Guyton and BB. And he said, look, and I understand some people are going to go, what's he going to say? Like, I get that. But listen to this praise of those two. They've done a great job since they've got here. They started training, obviously, before they got here. And in a couple of weeks, they were down here training. They've been on top of the playbook since they've been here. Obviously, the last couple of weeks, they've been thrown into the mix. And so I like that he's like, they started training before they got here. They're already on top of the playbook. I know he's not going to bash his teammates, but he doesn't have to go out of his way to give them that sort of praise. And so when you bring up Cooper Beebe as another potential X factor, which I think is a really great point, I like that the guy on the offensive line, you're like, well, you're definitely going to the Hall of Fame, says, yeah, the people just to the left and then one jump over spot there, they're doing a really good job.
And, you know, ask most of the press out there, brought us specifically, ask most of the people that have been watching. Tyler Smith had a hell of a camp, man. Like, he just looked like the consummate pro that he's grown into, and he has control of that position. He has control of what he's doing. He understands it so well, and he's part of, you know, having a little bit of a leash on Guyton, being able to be right there next to him and say, hey, I got you for this, I got you for that, just in case something, you know, breaks down. So that's a positive, too, because you have two veterans that you trust right there at the guard positions helping the outside. And I know Terrence Steele hasn't been talked about much, but Mike McCarthy talked yesterday about him and said that he's having one of the best camps he's had as a Cowboy since he's been around. So this is really good.
Do you want me to go to the rest of the quote?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. He said, man, Corey, you're on fire today.
You're welcome.
He added on that,
Don't throw whiskey on them.
Okay.
That'll just make the fire
probably
higher,
probably
right?
Don't do that either way.
It. Yeah, I'll drink it, too.
You can. He added to that, but you're right. He said, you can see the things that he has continued to work on. And then Steele jumped in and said, it's my fifth year, and everything is supposed to get better and better and better. It feels like I'm growing under this process. I definitely feel like it's my best camp for sure. And then he talked about, which I appreciate, the struggles that he had in coming back from injury. He's like, look, when you come back from injury as quickly as I did, there's going to be some problems.
Oh, yeah,
so,
sure.
So Steele is talking about how he feels it's his best camp. Mike McCarthy also shouted him out. And so that's another positive, because in between all those offensive linemen, you have Tyler Smith and Zach Martin, right? Which I assume we all feel pretty thumbs up
absolutely,
about.
Absolutely, man.
Okay.
Like I said, Smith's had a fantastic camp.
And so you have Pro Bowl, All-Pro, but All-Pro potential with those two. And then the three around them, either Zach Martin, Mike McCarthy, they're talking about this camp has been really top-notch.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's encouraging.
I'm not predicting All-Pros for all those three guys,
sure.
You know, in addition to it. But if you have All-Pro performance from Zach Martin and Tyler Smith, and you're getting quality out of those three, you're feeling really good.
I hate doing this. Because if he's fire, I might be ice here.
Mm.
Okay.
I've seen fire and I've seen... Hold on, that's not...
That's rain.
No,
right?
Yeah, that's James Taylor.
Gotcha.
Does it matter what holes they open up? This ties in our first segment for Zeke.
Not for Zeke, for Dowdle. And
how
you know
many
what?
Times?
And Bobby threw this line out a few minutes ago. I don't know if you... It was kind of a throwaway at the end of it, but he said... Or for whoever they trade for.
Yeah.
And I think that's a reality. I think they're still looking. You've been watching them sign defensive linemen going, hey, look, we have a hole here. They didn't get a chance to see if Zeke can do it or not. But so far what you've seen is they open the game about 9 or 10 yards. They feel like confident they can do that with whoever the running back is.
It's not fair, but if you go to your competition, whether it's Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia – Gibbs is the main guy in Detroit, right?
Yes.
I know that they
and
share
they said
a
he
bit.
Should be good to go.
And those guys
Raiders.
Can break open for big-time
plays. And McCaffrey
plays.
In San Francisco, if you open up a hole that's, let's say, 5 feet wide, everybody's going to get through that hole. Even Zeke's going to get through that hole. I'm not arguing Zeke's going to get through that hole and get you at least 5 yards if you block it well. But now there is a linebacker filling or a safety filling, or your defensive linemen are now trailing and coming back.
Mm-hmm. Holy moly. Sorry, Mike. I'm going to have to stop you right there. There has been an interdivisional trade. The Philadelphia Eagles have announced that they have traded for Jahan Dotson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From the Washington Commanders.
Exactly.
Wow.
Holy
moly.
What
was the compensation for that?
You're going to be mad when you hear it. They gave up a fifth-round pick this year.
That was a first-round quarter receiver.
And let's try this again. They got Dotson in a fifth, and they traded a third and a seventh. So essentially they dropped from the third to the fifth. I realize they gave up a seventh as well.
Can we look at Dotson's numbers real quick? Like
they weren't spectacular, but he also had Sam Howell. I expected a little more out of Dotson last year. Kevin, he's not Terry McLaurin. You know how
sure.
I feel about Terry McLaurin.
You do love Terry
but
McLaurin.
But I think when what you're saying there, though, the big deal is that's an, like you just said, that's an interdivision trade right there that you wouldn't expect.
My biggest thing there, Mike,
and that's a former first-round wide receiver out of Penn State.
That is true, is the touchdowns. In the first 2 years, he has 11 receiving touchdowns. So I'm curious what he does there. I was just also fascinated that it was an intra-division trade. You don't really see that
which
a whole ton.
Which is always scary.
Although I guess we did just
it's
see
like
that.
When San Francisco, I know not division, but your competition.
Yeah.
And San Francisco last year saw Dallas as competition. They just peed in the bed again when it came time to play real football. That scares me. Trey Lance, nothing against Trey Lance,
sure.
But he doesn't. It looks like San Francisco is like, yeah, you can have him, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm just wondering here. I hear what you're saying. I'm just looking. He's only 24 years old, 16th overall pick. In 2022.
But he's been okay.
Yeah. Now, does Philadelphia like him? Probably so, because last year on October 29th, he had 8 catches for 108 yards and a touchdown against them.
So that's what they saw, and it's kind of the, I saw you do it once. Like, let's
yeah.
do it again.
And behind A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, I don't think that they love their depth at the position. And with Kellen Moore, you know he loves a third and fourth wide receiver. Cedric Wilson, you talked about him the other day. He loves having that kind of route, especially, you know, performing 11 touchdowns in the first 2 years, you said?
Yeah.
Being able to get – I've seen a lot of that happen in the red zone. And if they feel like, hey, you're going to cover Smith, you know you're going to cover Brown, how are you going to take care of this guy if we do something in the red zone? He's a pretty good little target, man.
And multiple people are jumping in now saying, is this a piece falling that now puts Washington back in the Ayuk sweepstakes?
Oh, it absolutely could be, man. That absolutely could be.
Man, I don't need Washington to get particularly better. Like, we already have concerns or thoughts about that.
Just looking, like, his rookie year, 7 touchdowns, 523 yards, 35 receptions. Like, obviously, that's nothing to write home about, but it's not bad either. For a rookie wide receiver. Obviously, you'd probably like more out of your 16th overall pick. And then last year, 49 catches, 518 yards, 4 touchdowns. So he didn't improve in his second year. I mean, you could say
his touchdowns regressed.
Do you think then that Luke McCaffrey has such a good connection with Daniels that they're like, Luke McCaffrey is now their rookie wide receiver. They're like, he is now taking over.
It does
He'll
go
be our
to show
slot
you.
Guy.
Not really? Is that okay to say?
This is where the Cowboys, when they draft a crappy player, will keep them longer, and it's okay. I'm not saying that's bad. But when you change out your general manager, when you change out your head coach, like, I have no connection to this guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's very good. Hey, did you draft him? Like, I wasn't here in 2022. Yeah. Neither was I. They're like, well, let's go get something for him.
Hey, Kevin, in addition to the whiskey tasting that's going to be taking place out here, during the expressway today, I have 3 Specs $50 gift cards that you can come up here and you have a chance to win them while you're here at Specs.
Okay.
So come on in today during the expressway. That's from 12:20 to 1 o'clock. We'll be giving those away. In addition to the whiskey tasting, as Sagamore Spirit Rye is setting up over here right now.
Very, very nice. So in the meantime, the Commanders trade Jahan Dotson and a 5th-round pick to the Eagles for a third-round pick and multiple 7th-rounders. So it feels like the biggest thing is you drop from the 3rd round to the 5th round to pick up Dotson, which it seems like a lot of people...
Yeah, he'll be a number 3 or number 4 receiver.
Yeah, I mean, because they have 1 and 2 are excellent on that team. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Specs off of North Central Expressway in Dallas. You just heard Corey. There's going to be a whiskey tasting coming up. We're going to be giving away gift cards out here, plus all of the deals and stuff. You might be like, I just want to go there to get some deals.
Deals are great.
You can do that as well. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bashek.
The Rangers scored.
Yes.
And San Antonio didn't. Next.
Turns to bunt, no. A butcher boy lines it to Lowe, who makes the catch, and he beats McKinney back to first. You almost never see that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What you can see today is us live at Specs off of North Central Expressway in Dallas. And right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bashek.
All right, I'm going to be honest. Watching some of the game yesterday, I got to the 9th inning, and I thought, are the Rangers going to score again this year?
So tell me if you think this is accurate, because Corey goes, yeah, the Pirates are like, well, guess what? We're not going to score all game. And then I said, yeah, and the Rangers were like, well, guess what? We can do that, too, until the very end.
How they won that series is unbelievable. When I tell you this, in the 3 games they played Pittsburgh, and they did not throw their 2 best starters in this series, Skeens and then Jones, who he's been kind of hurt for a while now, but he's a stud young guy. They didn't even throw those guys in the series. You scored on a solo home run by Corey Seager, a 3-run home run by Corey Seager, and a jam shot base hit by Wyatt Langford with the infield in the bottom of the 9th inning. And I'm glad it happened. That was it.
Yeah.
That was all the runs you scored in the whole series against the Pirates. And you did win the series, your 2nd series win, against the team who's playing the worst baseball right now in the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Perhaps just
and then the worst team in all of baseball, the Chicago White Sox. Those are your 2 series wins. It does count. If they would have lost yesterday, I heard that they have not gone on an 8-game series losing streak since 2001.
What?
So if they would have lost yesterday, it would have
tied
In 2001, the Rangers lost 8 series in a row at some point.
Man.
And they almost did it again.
Well.
So you did win 2 out of 3. I have no clue how you did it.
You got to win the close ones, you know, Kevin? You got to learn how to win close games.
I mean, that is true. I wish some of these close games were 5-4. I'll even take 4-3 at
this
point.
Not all of them can be game 7 of the ALCS with Rangers assets.
That's true. Look, we've talked about this. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
It's a
interrupt me again. Go ahead.
That's fair. I'll make it quick. It's a shame because the pitching has been incredible this year.
It has been very good.
If y'all didn't see that on radio, Mike goes, the tables have turned.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry.
The Rangers did win yesterday. Good for them. I remember when I went back to call a couple of spring training games, and I took the Comrex. Cleveland was there to play Kansas City, and I know the Cleveland guys pretty well. And they were talking about their lineup versus the Rangers lineup. And they're like, we'd kill for that lineup.
Oh, wow, yeah.
The Guardians have been one of the best offensive teams in the American League, and the Rangers have been one of the worst. I don't know how they're going to win in Cleveland. I really don't. I'm assuming they're going to score about 6 runs in Cleveland. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I guess if you can pile on 5 out of the 6 in one game.
Yeah, they have good pitching, too. Like the quality pitching to go along with it.
So
it's a real struggle for the Rangers.
Let's go to positive news for the Rangers. Kamar Rocker pitched yesterday for Frisco against, if you're like, what in the world was the tease? Are you taking a shot at San Antonio or the Spurs? No. He pitched against the San Antonio Alamo Domes? I don't know.
That feels...
You don't know who the San Antonio teams
are? I'm going to go Roadrunners.
Did you never play against
the minor league San Antonio
team?
I didn't play in the Texas League.
Okay, hold on.
Probably not the Alamo Domers, right?
let me just look at their schedule real quick.
Roadrunners.
The San Antonios.
Yeah,
nobody knows.
Kamar Rocker pitched yesterday against them. Kamar Rocker, 4 2/3, 3 hits, 1 walk, no runs, 8 strikeouts for the month of August. 16 2/3 innings for Kamar Rocker. 0.54 ERA. Games started, 16 2/3, 8 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 25 Ks.
And so, in my mind, I know this is the absolute dream scenario.
138 batting average against.
Holy crap.
He's unbelievable.
Rocker, Leiter, and Bradford. Dream scenario of all being in the rotation and all being cheap as hell for the Rangers.
Yeah.
Because then you can buy hitting.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So the thing is, so far in AA, he's thrown 26 2/3 innings. So he's probably going to get in another 15 innings before the AA season ends, maybe up to 20.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to throw this year max. I'll give you a max of 50 innings, but I don't think he'll get to 50 innings. I just wonder, do you call him up because the AA and AAA season end about mid-September?
Yeah.
Like, they go longer than they used to, but, like, do you make sure to call him up to give him 5 more innings out of the bullpen in the major leagues?
I mean, looking at where you are as a team right now, and you're not going anywhere with it unless they go on a magical run. Like, it has to be something very magical. Then you have to. We heard Bochy yesterday, Kevin. I don't know if you quite heard it the way I did, but it sounded like he was analyzing this team, kind of looking at them, going, "All right, who wants to be around next year? What can I have?" It looks like he's preparing for it at the moment. So, yeah, he wants to get his eyeballs on what that kid could be now. And the experience, again, finding the restroom, you know, just finding his way around the facility. So he doesn't have to stress about that on day one when he gets up later. But I think he's definitely a next year at some point in the season guy. But, yeah, I would want to get him an opportunity this year.
You're going to have to watch his innings next year. That's the one thing is I'm getting more and more excited about Kamar Rocker. It's I get it. It's still only 26 innings, but he's been pretty consistently good and getting better every outing. And it's tough to get better what he's doing, but he is getting better. Now, I go to the other Vandy boy. Yesterday, Jack Leiter threw against, I believe it's Salt Lake because it's at SL. I did play at Salt Lake. I believe they're the Bees.
Okay. All right. There we go. The Bees.
I was really looking forward to another mascot guest.
The Bees. Yeah. Knees.
He threw yesterday 5 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 1 hit batter, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts. For the month of August, he's only thrown in 2 games because for some reason from July 27th to August 15th, he didn't pitch. 1.93 ERA, 9 1/3 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 1 hit batter, 2 walks, 20 Ks. So if you take the hit batter as a free base, 3 free bases, 20 Ks.
That's good.
Wow.
And, I mean, and that's what third innings.
You know, Mike, whenever we were watching him at Vanderbilt, that's what we were basing everything off of was nobody could hit these two guys. Nobody could hit them. They were striking out 11, 12 a game.
Yeah. So I think – I don't know. I think September 1st, when you can expand the roster by one, I would add Jack Leiter, and I would give him as many opportunities as possible. Maybe it's out of the bullpen. In non-winning situations. So it'll probably be 1-0 in the fifth inning, most likely. That'll be the score of the Ranger game.
Or the ninth inning.
And you're like, hey, let's put him in and see what happens. Maybe you do start him, and you just you give him the ball, and you say, no, I don't care what you do. You're getting the ball every fifth day in the month of September, five starts. Whatever happens, happens. Because we're planning on you being in our rotation on opening day. You won't be the opening day starter, but you'll probably be the number 4 or 5 starter in our rotation. For Kumar Rocker, you have to watch his innings, but I think you, if you don't start him in September, on September 15th or 16th, my opinion is now you give him the ball somehow, some way to extend his season because he's had a short season, and you give him another 5 to 10 innings, and you give him big league innings, and you see how can we use him in 2025 on our big league team.
I like it.
Now, answering a couple of questions.
The San Antonio missions. They're the missions, by the way.
And
no, you Mike, said Alamo Domes.
You heard Jared's call. Do you know what a butcher boy is?
It's where you fake bunt and pull it back.
Very good.
Look at Mike.
Very
knowing baseball.
Good.
We also call it, it's funny, you can call it a butcher boy, you can call it a slash.
Okay.
Sometimes a team will refer it to the slash play where you fake bunt, pull the bat back. You kind of, in that, you're supposed to choke up a little bit. It's funny. Kids or whatever. And sometimes they just whack, swing as hard as they can. And you're like, that is not the goal. You're pulling the bat back. And as you pull it back, then you come and you like chop at the ball. What you're hoping is this. The first and third baseman have crashed. They've come in for the bunt. The shortstop and the second baseman are covering the corners, so the whole middle of the field is open. As long as the pitcher doesn't catch it, it will get to the outfield.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We are live at Specs in Dallas off of North Central Expressway. There's going to be a whiskey tasting. We're going to be giving away $50 Specs gift cards.
Heck yeah.
Or I guess I should say Specs will be giving them away.
I think I have Specs gift cards.
Okay.
Maybe, I need to use them.
Maybe Mike will give you something. We'll see. Roll on out here and come see us. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, as they wrap up at Oxnard on 105 through the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.